If you clicked onto this podcast, that means for the next 30 minutes of your life, you wanted to listen to us talk. And if that's the case, you need to go seek mental help, because nobody shouldn't do that in their right mind at all.
Well, well, well. Look who showed up.
Me?
Yeah, my new goal in this podcast has been, since you don't tell me what stories or anything we talk about, I'd like to derail it as much as possible. And I just want to know, I'm glad you could show up for this, because since you've started back school, yeah, for those of you who don't know, which I don't know how he wouldn't, because he just walks around saying it to everybody I know, but yeah, he's just been leaving me places, and I've had to experience life on my own. Do you know that?
Is that that
I've
tragic?
I've experienced life without you. You know what
people,
I got today?
Most people experience life on their own.
You know, I had to get a haircut, right? To get a haircut. You usually get haircuts with me. You're not there.
Hold on, podcast people. Do the siblings get haircuts together or just us? Because we always go to get haircuts together.
We get haircuts together.
And you went without me. I'm more mad you couldn't
wait. No. You were all too busy, because you had this is a quote. This is not a joke. This is a quote. I got ultimate frisbee practice tonight.
Ultimate frisbee is a serious sport that I'm involved in.
Outrageous.
I play ultimate
frisbee. That's not a valid excuse to miss anything.
I'm on the college ultimate frisbee team.
It's a non-cut. Don't bring it up as it's a flex. You play frisbee outside. You know who else plays frisbee? Golden retrievers. Puppies. You're a puppy.
Golden retrievers are the superior dog breed.
That's
so
not
thanks
true.
For
Huskies
that is
true. Are better.
No, we all know the top 1% of dog breeds are golden retrievers. If the rich were, like, put into a dog breed,
they'd
be
golden retrievers. What about, like, Dalmatians?
No.
Okay.
Dalmatians are firefighters.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I can't believe I even brought that up.
That's a $60,000 a year job.
College has done wonders for you. You're so much smarter now.
I got an answer for every dog breed. I know exactly what their career is.
Great Dane.
Great Dane? Great Dane?
Yeah.
They're the mechanics. Like, they're the old guys working at a garage fixing cars.
That feels wrong, but okay.
That feels wrong?
This up because I'm thinking that, you know, I've had to experience life on my own, and we usually get haircuts together, and you were like, I got ultimate frisbee pride. So I had to go get a haircut, but I'm not going alone because, I have anxiety now to go to haircuts alone. So I'm out there strolling up with my mom. I planned a hair salon thing with my mother.
You and your mommy got your hair done together?
We did. We got our hair done together.
I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
I'm jealous.
That could have been you. I'm replacing you with my mother.
You could have waited 2 days.
I can't.
Why not?
My hair was outrageous. Because I leave my hair longer than you. You know this.
Yes.
So therefore it gets heavier. But anyway, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
If this is your first time listening to No Point Podcast and you didn't know why you clicked onto this podcast or what you're listening to, this is the No Point Podcast and we're two brothers, Francis and JP. I'm JP.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Francis, the one that shows up now to things.
I show up
to
things?
I'm just surprised you came back after the intro song. I thought for sure would have to look at me dead in the eye and be like, ultimate frisbee practice called again.
Yeah, I had ultimate frisbee practice. I'm
you
here
missed
for
it for
yeah,
this?
It's, wow. My priorities are clear, and it's this.
It didn't feel it.
Francis, you sit on your roof all day.
Yeah, I do.
And you call that a job?
And yeah. And you film
me. I'm hoping to call ultimate frisbee my job once I make it pro.
Right now, it's just a passion.
Right now, it's a passion. Soon, it will be.
Do you think that gets you any credit in, like, college? Like, if somebody is like, hey, man, what are you doing in college? Like, are you going to hide it?
I'm on the ultimate frisbee team.
You going to hide it? Or
well,
you
feel I'll clearly not tell them it's cut. I'm not going to mention it's not
no,
cut.
No, I truly...
Like, anybody could get on the ultimate frisbee team.
Yeah, it's a sign
I'd like to preface this. I'm not great at ultimate frisbee. I wouldn't even say I'm good at ultimate frisbee.
But you're on the team.
But I'm on the team.
Yeah.
I'm one of the guys. Ultimate frisbee, man.
Good for you.
But this is actually interesting because I do get class credit for it.
What?
One of my classes, we get points.
What class could possibly be like, frisbee throwing, obviously, should get credit for this class. It's called
civic engagement, and any club on campus I go to, I get 1 point to my grade average.
Really? So, if you did 100 clubs, would you get 100?
Yes. So each time I go to Ultimate Frisbee, I get an extra grade point.
Oh.
Yeah.
But is there other grades, or is this it?
That's it.
This is it.
Well, then we have to
If you don't do 100 clubs, you're going to fail?
So different clubs have different, like, point value.
Oh, that's actually hysterical. So you're telling me Ultimate Frisbee is clearly worth 1 point. The men's basketball team that's D1, that's worth 100 right off the bat.
Yeah, you're on that team. Yeah.
But that's funny.
Well, we have to, like, write reflections about...
The chess team, how much is that worth?
I don't think they have a chess team.
What?
I don't think there's a chess team.
Well,
but
I just want to know your value.
We have to write reflections about... like our time at the club meeting.
Yeah,
quite hard to write like a spiritual reflection. You know why I don't think it should be
called a sport is because you're also classifying as a club, you know?
Well, it's a club sport.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's a club sport.
Sure.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
We have to write reflections. And yeah. I've written 3 reflections for this class right now about different clubs I've been to on campus. And what I've determined is Ultimate Frisbee is a hard thing to write a reflection about.
Sure, we threw the disc. I caught the disc. No women came to practice again because every woman avoids the Ultimate Frisbee the plague.
There's a lot of women on the Ultimate Frisbee.
It's like, you know, aerobics.
I do not appreciate your disrespect to the Ultimate Frisbee.
Would you say there's more women or men on the team?
There's more men.
There's more men?
Yeah.
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 Do you feel a lot of you guys are interdating?
I have no idea. I've only went to 5 practices.
You don't see like other people, other frisbee members are dating other frisbee members?
No, I do know. I do know one member because that does have a girlfriend that's not on the team.
Really?
Yeah. So good for him.
We should check on that woman because I was thinking that you guys have to date each other because standards have to be low.
The disrespect to Ultimate Frisbee is getting.
I love that you think somebody will defend you, as if there's more Ultimate Frisbee members that will come to your defense.
I've never played in a game.
Sure.
I've only been to 4 practices.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely
what is this
the
called,
worst
a winter sport or a summer. Sport.
I'm definitely the worst kid on the team.
Are you? Officially?
Well,
the rankings came out. It was you on the no-cut co-ed team.
I'm at the bottom.
We feel JP has slowly morphed his way and secured his spot as the worst.
If we had to cut one, they're looking at me.
Yeah, you're in there. You're on the cutting block. The issue is like you've slowly came home, right? And I think this is a fun
little
concept.
No, let me preference this, right?
Yeah.
I would say I lack Ultimate Frisbee knowledge.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of rules for Ultimate Frisbee.
And you've never played the sport.
Yeah, like, I didn't know there was all these rules. And I disagree with some of them.
Yeah, that's common for sports you can't do that.
That's what I'm learning quickly.
Which rule would you say is the number one I disagree with?
You catch the Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move. Until you throw the Frisbee.
Okay.
Like, I want this to be football. I caught the Frisbee, now come and tackle me.
Yeah.
Like, I
want to... You want it to be a tackle sport.
Yeah.
You think you'd go up in value once it turns into a tackle sport?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in competency? Yeah. No, I just think that Ultimate Frisbee is an odd choice for you, but I'm proud of you that you're doing something, and I'm glad you found something that's no cut. And I'm glad you found something that's no cut, and you're managing to figure out you're the worst at it. But you came home confident the first week.
I haven't seen the full team.
Oh,
there's
more.
Team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the worst at the practices right now.
I've only met 12 out of 38 people.
And none of them are interdating.
I have no idea.
You should ask.
Them. I'm not going to ask. That's the weirdest question to ask.
Are you guys interdating?
That's such a weird question.
Okay, wait. No, I'll bring it up in a conversation. Suppose we're both at Frisbee. Role play. Ready?
No, we're
hey,
not.
Man. Have you tossed the disc for a while for your civics class? That's the reason
I'm
here.
Only I have the civics class.
Oh, so other people are doing this for a real thing?
Yeah, they don't know I get
I thought it was required.
No, I honestly...
They don't know you're there just for the points. Is that like getting paid to hang out with them?
I would say it is a benefit going for points.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like going for the love of the game. I am going and knowing in the back of my head, well, at least I'm getting
a better grade. Do you think they would cut you if they
grade.
Found out you're only doing this for the grade?
I'll let them know.
Oh, but you won't ask them if they're in or dating, but you'll let them know you're only in it for the points?
I'm not only in it for the points, but I do feel guilty about getting the points.
Yeah.
Because
so you don't
like,
even want to put it on your resume.
They're
anymore.
There for, like, the love of passion.
Does it have to be an organized club?
What do you mean? I can't just start my own club and
no,
just start
I mean,
having
like,
meetings.
No, I mean, like, what after-school activity? Like, you know, getting drunk in somebody's dorm room.
No.
Is that a civics class?
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is. Hold on. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Let me pull up my class syllabus.
That feels
easier. We're taking everybody to
school. Feels like an easier process than just, you know,
all right,
learning a full sport.
Okay. By the time the class ends, we have to achieve 160 points.
Sure.
We receive 3 points for every one-on-one conversation screen-free, minimum of 30 minutes. So sitting down with somebody and having a 30-minute conversation with them one-on-one.
Yeah.
Without phones.
Yeah.
Is worth 3 points.
So you should get 10 points if you do it without.
Right now,
if you do it with direct eye contact.
Is this podcast? Do I get 3 points for it?
Well, does that count? Well, technically, there's a phone in between
us. An intentional one-on-one screen-free conversation.
With anybody?
With anybody is worth 3 points. That's 2 points more than an Ultimate Frisbee practice.
Yeah, and the amount of times you have to go to Ultimate Frisbee, I don't think you've read this form all the way through, because value of time.
Do you feel like it would take away from the podcast if I was getting 3 points each time?
I don't know. Maybe you'd put some effort in it, you know, now that it's a grade. I would hope. At least I know you'd show up every week. I wish you got 3 points for our haircut. Maybe you would have showed up.
Well, if I was talking to her, can I count a haircut? If I'm talking to wow, I can get 30 points for that. That's
yeah.
10 conversations off the bat.
You thought you had to join a sports club.
Well, yeah, maybe I gotta
do you
quit.
Like that it's called a sports club?
It's a club sport. It does matter which way you say it.
Really?
So you want to hear the other points?
Yeah.
If I attend a public lecture, documentary film screening, a academic workshop.
Was Ant-Man a documentary?
Yeah, we went to Ant-Man today. Does that count?
It's a documentary.
I guess I'd have to ask her. If I go to a school play, theater performance, or dance, or fine art exhibit, I get 3 points. What else can I get points for? I can get points for 5 points for each hour of community service.
And you chose Frisbee?
1 point for a club. Yep.
That's what you chose.
Yeah.
You found the least valuable point system.
Well, here's the thing. I can get 2 points for attending a PC sporting event. So do you think... Is my practice a sporting event?
No, you're not watching it. You're playing.
Well, trust me, I've been watching some of
you're going
to
be watching
on the bench. On the bench. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to get all those points.
Upsetting. How many points are you at right now, if you don't mind me asking?
135.
Oh, well, then we can quit, right? We made it.
Well, I do a lot of community service, so I kind of was done week one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what a humble flex.
So I don't need a...
I do a lot of community service. You know... I do too. Court ordered, sure, but still community service.
Wow. Court ordered community service. What crime did you commit, wise guy?
Yeah, the crime of betraying my brother. Oh wait, that was you.
I wanted to talk about this. We went to a basketball game together.
Oh,
we went to a basketball game together. And I just need to know
for the college. Then again, because now this is your only personality.
Well, I got 5 points for that.
Yeah, this is your only personality.
I got points. You know, I got points.
You ever just, you know, what this reminds me of?
I have not talked about
it. It's like a person that finds out their zodiac sign.
You literally brought this up.
And then bought everything to do with zodiac signs.
You literally brought this up.
Yeah, because somebody needed to address it, and this was your intervention.
I was not going to talk about this on the podcast.
I know.
We went to the sporting event.
Oh,
we went to the basketball game.
Sure, we did.
We were sitting in the student section.
Yes, we did.
And there was a group of people behind us that we became acquaintances with, mm-hmm, because we were bonding over the game.
Yeah.
And
shook all their hands, so I don't know where that puts us in relationship-wise.
We won the game.
Yeah, we did.
And to celebrate...
And who's we?
The
Ultimate Frisbee team didn't win the game.
This college won the game.
Yeah, the actual basketball team won the game.
And to celebrate the game, the people behind us dumped their beer on my head.
Yes.
As if it was
a Gatorade bath for the win.
But
I got a little on my hand. I'm a victim, too.
That was not a consensual experience.
Sure,
and I just
want
to know. So, like, I did not have a beer. Like, I was just watching the game with no concessions, nothing.
Yeah.
And so I could have been, like, I am 21, but I could have been, like, 19, 18. And these random people behind me.
They weren't offering you to drink it. They were just trying to dump it in your head.
They were dumping. They literally dumped, like, a half of a can.
Does that make
on my head.
You feeling? Maybe
no,
they weren't doing that because of that. Maybe they found out you were in a club sport.
Where do they get off on that? Like, where in their life have they been brought up that if they're doing good in a sporting event that they're spectating, they can dump a beer on someone's head.
Well, here's where I think they're getting at is I'm assuming maybe they've done this before, and people like you just sat there and took it
and went home
and hopefully had a podcast they could talk to nobody about it with. Well, like, I feel like that's why they keep getting off with it. Nobody turned around and be like, hey, that's not cool. I wasn't going to stop it.
Do you think that was, like, a friendly thing? Like, do you think they did that because they, like, were like, oh, these are our friends now? Or do you think they did that?
Okay, so I would say yes, but unfortunately, there was no other like, once the game was over,
they went
their separate way.
Like, it wasn't, like, nice talking to you, or what's your Snapchat,
what's your Instagram, what's your name was never asked.
Yeah,
they just wanted to throw beer on you, and they were like, that's it.
They did at one point take a picture with us, so that would imply that we were becoming...
Yeah.
Acquaintances.
We'll never get that picture either. It was on Snapchat. They never offered.
But they did dump beer on my head and then quickly exited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is the appropriate response.
I just don't feel like... I feel like I was hazed.
If you could go back in time, right? And I think about this all the time. And you actually had to take a shower right after this.
Because there was beer in my hand.
I understand. But when you took the shower, did you think to yourself, if I could go back in time, how would I handle that situation? Would I have done anything different? Would you have been like, not cool? Would you have ruined the mood?
I don't think there's a proper response to getting beer dumped in your
head. I think there is.
I ignored it.
1 second. Go down concessions.
Get a beer dumped on their head.
And be like, wow! That's a proper response. I can name 5 proper responses off the top of my head. One. Number 2. Oh my gosh, can I see that beer? Throw the can directly in their face. That's 2. Number 3. Oh my gosh, I think you accidentally dropped some beer in my hair.
Would you like it back?
Would you like to suck it out of it? Because I don't want you to waste good beer.
Okay.
Number 4. You tap the person in front of you and go, excuse me, can I borrow your beer? You dump it on that person's head, and hopefully it becomes a line of people dumping it on people's heads.
Yeah, maybe it's a tradition I wasn't aware of.
Exactly.
Do I get points for it? Like, do you think I can, like, write a reflection about, like, somebody dumped a beer in my head?
Number 5, police report. You did none of those options.
5, police report. Is it assault?
I think so, yes. There recently something happened where somebody got a beer dumped on them and they claimed assault. It was like an NFL player. He made a lot of money for it.
Well, so I'm in one club and we have to like say our high and low moment of the week.
Would you say and getting a beer dumped on you at the
I think I might. Well, because I don't want to like say a boring thing. Like my real high.
How about the low week? Not going to a hairdresser with your brother?
No, I'm thinking I'm going to go like high, getting a beer dumped on my head.
Oh, yeah, that's the high. Let's do this.
What?
High low for the week. This has been a big week because Valentine's Day with this week. I haven't got to really talk to you. And I think that some people might be interested in our high lows.
Okay.
Sure.
What was your high of the week?
What was my high of the week?
Yeah.
Well, my high of the week was probably going to the game with you.
Okay.
And before the game, like a true wonderful little brother who I've done nothing in my life but support and be beautiful with, look to me dead in the eye and say, don't do anything to embarrass me. And that felt rude. That felt rude. What did you think I was going to do?
It felt necessary.
Did I do anything embarrassing that game?
No. Because
what about when I pretended to be on a phone call in the student section?
Oh, he did do that.
Yeah? I did. But I didn't feel bad for that. And maybe it embarrassed you a little, but I did pretend. But that was a high for me, though, getting to go to the basketball game, because I think it was fun on Valentine's Day where I would have done nothing
okay.
but sit at home.
That was your high. What was your low?
My low of the week was I went to a hair appointment
with my mother.
And
this really traumatically scarred you, didn't it?
Well, I haven't got to the really traumatic part.
Okay.
Right? Where she got her hair done, and I got my hair done, and she was going to pay for my haircut, and I said, no, Mom, let's...
You paid for her haircut?
See, that would be the next thing to do.
You just said, we'll go Dutch on the haircut. We'll go Dutch.
What does we'll go Dutch mean?
It's what... It's called...
What?
Going Dutch.
Going Dutch. What do you mean, going Dutch? What does that mean? That's a word?
But two people are out to dinner.
Yeah.
And one offers to pay.
Yeah.
The other one goes, how about we go Dutch?
And what's go Dutch mean?
Split it evenly.
No way. Are Dutch notoriously cheap?
I don't know.
Is that, why do they say that? Somebody find that out. But yes, so basically,
I said, Mom,
let me take you out for Valentine's Day. At least you
didn't go to French with my mom.
And she goes, no, so then she goes to pay for it. But I had already offered to pay for the thing with us.
Okay.
And then I thought to myself, well, she was about to pay, so let me just fix this by saying, let's go Dutch. But I said, let's just split it. So, but I don't think my mother heard that. So she said the tip, right, of her thing. And then I gave the tip. But I didn't know what to do in that situation, so I tipped a dollar more.
You one-upped my mom.
I did one-up my mom.
Is this your low or your high?
This is my low.
Just to clarify, that could have been a high. I one-upped my mom.
Even the hairdresser who I tipped a dollar extra than what my mom tipped was angry that I one-upped her. And I was like, that meant you get more money. But she seemed pretty devastated about it, too.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's just such a weird thing to do. So anyway, I think we need to find a new hairdresser, is what I'm telling you to say.
You split it?
We split it.
You went Dutch.
Yeah, well, we didn't even split it.
Most girls say that won't lead to a second date.
I wish I could say we split it, but I just took my haircut off, and my haircut
was far cheaper.
Cost cheaper than a woman's haircut.
Yeah, that's one, people are always like, males have so many privileges. I'll give you that one.
Yeah,
haircuts
that is
cheaper.
A male privilege.
Yeah, haircuts far cheaper.
But women privilege, they can, a lot of them can buy kid shoes.
Yeah, those are cheaper. Oh my gosh, what I'd do in my life if I could get kids' shoes.
But here's the thing also.
Lucky women.
God darn it. I would give up totally that.
Women accept the fact of the whole suffrage. 75% to the dollar.
Yeah, totally.
Kids' shoes, what I'd switch for that.
So I have a weird thing, though, about me talking about
kids'
shoes.
Oh, yeah, you haven't even asked me my high
low. Oh, high low. Sorry, I just cared about mine.
I'll tell you my high low when we get back from commercial, okay? We're going to commercial. Stay tuned. I'll come with my high low.
I'm excited for high low.
So my high and my low.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to. I hope I'm in it.
Yeah, you're in the low.
That's not what anybody ever means when they ask, when they want to be in your high low moment. They never want to be in your low.
You're in the low.
Okay,
Well, there was a lot of lows. One was like a test I took that the class average was a 17%, yeah. And that's just never good when you're taking a test. So that's definitely a low.
But
moment.
you were double the class average.
Well, I don't know my grade yet. I'm just assuming I was double the class average, right?
Oh, I heard. I thought you said you got a 44.
No, I think I got a 44.
So you took a test and you feel like you got a 44 on it.
Yeah.
How does he know the average if he hasn't graded?
Because the class before us took the same test, and they had a 17%.
Wow. And then, so he told you this before you took the test?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's some reverse psychology in your head. And when you were taking it, you were like, I understand the 17? Do you feel like you knew the stuff, or did you feel like the pressure was there?
I felt like I knew the stuff.
Oh, and you were just screwing it up?
I think the issue was so many questions were worth so much.
Yeah.
So, like, you got one wrong in it. Messed you up. But no, I mean, stop.
Well, if you got a 44, you got more than one wrong, buddy.
Well, my low moment was today when we went out to pizza together.
Pizza.
And the waiter came over.
Yeah.
And offered you a t-shirt.
Yeah.
To be in your TikTok.
Yeah.
And you laughed.
I did.
And he laughed.
Because that was the only way.
And he was like,
and he stayed there.
And he stayed there and was like, seriously, like, I'd give you a t-shirt if I could be in a TikTok.
Yeah.
And you laughed. And
I had
he stayed
laugh.
There.
I had to laugh because I didn't. Yeah, I thought that was the only way out of the
situation.
And
he stayed there.
Yeah. Because I didn't think a t-shirt was fair value. I feel like it should have been two
t-shirts.
Well,
that's pretty cocky of you.
It should have been two t-shirts and he would have had to flip a deal. But to undersell me with one t-shirt, out of his mind. No, I...
My high...
Yeah, that was a weird low.
My high...
Yeah.
...was attempting to leave campus yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And the...
This is a weird high. I think I know what you're going to say. And I don't think you should have phrased it as a high.
My high...
Because now you're going to have an issue.
...was... Trying to leave campus,
yeah.
And the firefighters and seven fire trucks were trying to block the garage, the parking garage.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is happening? And then I start smelling smoke. And I'm like, oh my gosh, something's on fire. Then I see them use a fire hydrant, which I've never seen a firefighter use a fire hydrant. And I was like, something is on fire.
Really?
I look into.
But you, so the way you said that is you've seen, like, firefighters fight fires, but you've never seen them use a fire hydrant.
I guess I've never seen a firefighter fight a fire.
Okay, that seems right. Like, you know what it sounded like? Every time you ever saw a fire and the firefighters were there, they're just out there blowing on it. They're just...
So I was like, oh my gosh, there's a real fire in this parking garage.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
My first immediate thought is, oh no, my car's on fire.
That's a tough thought to think.
I just assumed it was my car.
That's a mentally hurtful thought.
I walk over to the group of spectators and I go, what's going on?
And you're like, my car's on fire, so I might as well be the spectators.
They confirm my fear.
That your car was on fire.
They go, yeah, car's on fire in the lot. I go, a car's on fire in the lot. And I go, they go, yeah. And I was like, wow. And my friend goes, is your car in there? I go, yeah. Yeah, it is in there.
It's the one.
It's in the lot.
Where the fire is. And so, then, I mean, how many cars do you think's in that lot?
Probably like 300. So okay, it was like a so 1 in 300. That's pretty high. That your car's on fire.
Yeah, imagine if I looked at you dead in the eye and I said, there's a 1 in 300 chance your car's on fire. And if I said that to you, you would look at me dead in the eye and be like, well, my car's definitely on fire right now.
Then I get an alert on my phone. Uh-huh. It's from the campus security.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, this is it. My car's on fire.
This is it. Did you think the email was just to you?
The car.
And be like, hello, John Ball.
The email said, and it was just a thing, and it goes, avoid the parking garage. There's a car on fire in the parking garage. Nobody can leave.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to leave. They basically said no one can go in the parking garage.
I know, yeah.
So I'm ready to leave.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So I walk a little closer because I'm like, I got to find out if this is my car before I'm just like content with not being able to leave and yeah. I don't know how long.
Because it's a different phone call you got to make.
Yeah.
From I can't leave an hour or I can't leave for eternity.
Luckily, another girl comes running by me.
Yeah.
And she goes,
my car!
She goes, oh my gosh, I hope it's not my car.
Oh, wow.
And then a lady turns.
Nobody think to themselves, I hope everybody's okay? You know, why is that not anybody's first thought? Everybody just hopes it's not their car. They'd be fine if 10 people were burning alive in that. It could be a clown car full of clowns, and they would have no problem with it.
Another lady turns around and goes, don't worry, it's Mandy's car.
Mandy.
Now, I don't know who Mandy is, but Mandy was having a bad day.
That seems like that girl is a suspect.
Because...
She knows it's Mandy.
She knows it's Mandy. She apparently got called.
Don't worry. I personally lit Mandy's car on fire. She got a call from Mandy?
Yeah. So knowing
So Mandy knows.
Yeah. Mandy was there with the fire department.
Was Mandy in the car?
No, I think Mandy was not in the car when the car lit on fire. So I then was content with spending the rest 2 hours waiting for the fire to be put out before
because Mandy was going through more.
As long as it's not my car, it's Mandy's. But like I took pictures of Mandy's car, which I feel wrong about, but it was like really, really on fire. Like that car was burnt to a crisp.
As opposed to a
because
little on fire.
They left the car in the parking lot
yeah.
when I could enter the parking lot yeah. to leave.
Imagine parking next to that car.
But
what do you do for insurance?
It was my high.
It was your high. Why was it? Because it
wasn't
your car.
My car. It wasn't my car.
Yeah. I bet that would be Mandy's low. But I'm glad it's your high.
If you didn't know, we do BS Sports, which is a sports podcast we do with Trace. And Trace always says when he listens to our No Point podcast, he doesn't believe our stories.
Yeah.
And a car being on fire in a parking lot with a 1 in 300 chance it's yours and you have no idea and then can't leave for 2 hours, he's going to think we made this up.
Yeah.
But I have photographic evidence of a burnt car.
Well, you could probably get that on Google. I guess they could trace it back to you that you didn't. But no, it just weird things happen to us.
Well,
and it's just odd.
Our car broke down on the side of the road. Did we talk about this? Two days before this happened, our car broke down on the side of the road. It was leaking oil from the power steering, and it was literally smoking. So it was literally almost on fire. There's two stories about a car on fire this week.
And one was ours.
We had to wait to a tow truck.
Us and Mandy could probably go to a support group.
Yeah, but we were smart enough not to drive on the smoking car.
But they told us we could have driven.
Yeah, they said we probably could have made it.
But unfortunately, we waited for 7 hours for AAA.
And it never came.
Never came. We had to leave our keys there. And AAA came in, like, the middle of the night.
Wild. Guys, if you didn't know, we use an awesome program. It's called FanHouse.
What?
It's an app where you can join our community, be involved in our group chats, see extra content never seen before, interact with me and Francis, support the podcast, talk to other people that listen to the podcast, and have an awesome time. And all you have to do to find that is hit the link that's in the description of every single one of our episodes, and then make an account. Put in the code FREEPASS, all one word, and you get access to our FanHouse account for absolutely free.
That is exciting.
What is better than that?
Nothing.
Maybe your car not burning down. that is better than that. It is the high, and then this is the second high.
Yeah. Do you get any, like, civic credit for watching a car?
Well, if I put it out, I would have got 160 points.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good.
Well worth it. You should have went in and said, excuse me, I'm a sports club frisbee player. Let me in.
Make sure you follow this podcast or subscribe to this podcast so it shows up in your podcast feed each and every single time we post a new episode. And if you're liking listening, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps with
and maybe we'll read it.
And we might read it on the show.
Yeah.
If you leave us a clever 5-star review, it's got to be a 5-star review. We might read it on the show in our favorite segment, Rating Reviews. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next Friday. I'm Chippy Bree, signing off.
And I'm Francis, and here's your secret code word of the week, that if you watch this podcast all the way to the end, we do a secret code word, and you can type that secret code word on our TikToks or Instagram, whatever it may be, and we'll know that you listen to the podcast. And that secret code word should be... Do you have one, JP? I feel like this was kind of your episode.
What do you mean this is kind of my episode?
This was kind of your episode, because, you know, we were just talking about it, like, all
no,
the time.
No, I one-upped my mom.
I won up my mom.
Oh,
it's Mandy's car.
It's Mandy's car.
Don't worry, it's Mandy's car.
If you go to FanHouse, I'll post a picture of the car on fire if anybody's
so
interested.
Either one, I won up my mom, or don't worry, it's Mandy's car.
Bye, everybody.